Welcome to Module 5.2, The 10 Cognitive Distortions. In this workbook, you will be learning a powerful technique for dismantling gremlins by reality checking them and disproving their validity via understanding the 10 cognitive distortions. To do a little recap and provide some context here, our thoughts, beliefs, stories, and perceptions create our reality. They create our feelings, behaviors, and results. If our thoughts are self-loving, constructive, productive, and positive, we will likely feel good, engage with the world around us, and show up in our lives in a way that is aligned with our hell yes life. If our thoughts are self-loathing, distorted, destructive, or disempowering, well, we will likely feel down, confused, stuck, hopeless, or even depressed. Which is why it's so important to chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself, as the wise philosophizing rapper Ice Cube once said. Or framed another way, this is why it's so important to be conscious and conscientious about which thoughts you agree with and live by so that you don't sabotage your dreams. So here's the thing. Our brains are the most complex, creative, and computationally powerful things in the known universe with capabilities far beyond our comprehension. They facilitate our survival and thrival in millions of ways that we don't even realize. Thank you, subconscious. And are built to help us navigate everyday life with biological success in mind. The tricky thing is, some of the processes that our brains carry out for efficiency are thousands of years old, outdated, and no longer work for us, but against us. In other words, there are ways in which our thinking gets distorted, and the 10 cognitive distortions are specific ways in which our thinking gets derailed into false stories without us even realizing it. And if we aren't aware of these distortions and correct them to become rational, they can turn into vicious gremlins that sabotage our lives. But don't worry, here's the good news. One of the best ways to catch and release destructive thoughts, limiters, and gremlins is to reality check them alongside the invalid ways of thinking and ask ourselves what the rational and reality-based versions of the thought are. We can then identify and disprove the thoughts that have been working against us and replace them with empowering ways of thinking and feeling. According to Dr. David Burns, the Stanford researcher and author who introduced the 10 cognitive distortions to the world in his book, Feeling Good, The New Mood Therapy, the 10 forms of cognitive distortions cause many, if not all, of your depressed states. Study these descriptions and master these concepts. Try to become as familiar with them as your phone number. When you become familiar with these 10 forms of distortion, you will benefit from this knowledge all your life. So here's a summary of the 10 cognitive distortions. Please read through them closely and revisit them often. The more familiar you become with them, the more quickly you will be able to catch them when they try to sabotage your thinking. Note, in the descriptions below, Dr. Burns refers to the 10 cognitive distortions as they apply to depression, but they are applicable for any limiters or gremlins or negative thoughts. Please set aside an hour or so to fully read through chapters 3 and 4 of Feeling Good, for an in-depth unpacking and understanding of these concepts, how they relate to your feelings, and affect your self-esteem. I've included a full PDF version here. Okay, definitions of the cognitive distortions. These are excerpted and adapted from the book Feeling Good, The New Mood Therapy by David Burns. I'm going to do a quick summary here in the audio so as to not go fully through them. After listening to this audio, please go through and read these descriptions in detail. Number one, all or nothing thinking. This refers to your tendency to evaluate your personal qualities in extreme black and white categories. Number two, overgeneralization. This means you arbitrarily conclude that one thing that happened to you once will occur over and over again and will multiply like the jack of spades. Since what happened is invariably unpleasant, you feel upset. Number three, mental filter. You pick out a negative detail in any situation and dwell on it exclusively, thus perceiving that the whole situation is negative. Number four, disqualifying the positive. This is when you transform neutral or even positive experiences into negative ones. You don't just ignore the positive experiences, you cleverly and swiftly turn them into their nightmarish opposite. Number five, jumping to conclusions. This happens when you arbitrarily jump to a negative conclusion that is not justified by the facts of the situation. Two examples of this are mind reading and the fortune teller error. Mind reading is when you make the assumption that other people are looking down on you, and you're so convinced about this that you don't even bother to check it out. The fortune teller error. It's as if you had a crystal ball that foretold only misery for you. You imagine that something bad is about to happen, and you take this prediction as fact, even though it's unrealistic. Number 6, magnification and minimization. Magnification commonly occurs when you look at your own errors, fears, or imperfections and exaggerate their importance. You're looking at your faults through the end of the binoculars that makes them appear gigantic and grotesque. This has also been called catastrophizing because you turn commonplace negative events into nightmarish monsters. When you think about your strengths, you may do the opposite. Look through the wrong end of the binoculars so that things look small and unimportant. If you magnify your imperfections and minimize your good points, you're guaranteed to feel inferior. But the problem isn't you. It's the crazy lenses that you're wearing. Number 7, emotional reasoning. You take your emotions as evidence for truth. Your logic is, I feel like a dud, and therefore I am a dud. This kind of reasoning is misleading because your feelings reflect your thoughts and your beliefs. If they are distorted, as is quite often the case, your emotions will have no validity. Number 8, should statements. You try to motivate yourself by saying, I should do this, or I must do that. These statements cause you to feel pressured and resentful. Paradoxically, you end up feeling apathetic and unmotivated. Should statements generate a lot of unnecessary emotional turmoil in your life. When the reality of your own behavior falls short of your standards, your shoulds and shouldn'ts create self-loathing, shame, and guilt. Number 9, labeling and mislabeling. Personal labeling means creating a completely negative self-image based on your errors. It is an extreme form of overgeneralization. The philosophy behind it is, the measure of a man is the mistakes he makes. There is a good chance you are involved in personal labeling whenever you describe your mistakes with sentences beginning with, I'm a... dot, dot, dot. Labeling yourself is not only self-defeating, it's irrational. Yourself cannot be equated with any one thing that you do. Your life is a complex and ever-changing flow of thoughts, emotions, and actions. Number 10, personalization. This distortion is the mother of guilt. You assume responsibility for a negative event when there is no basis for doing so. You arbitrarily conclude that what happened was your fault or reflects your inadequacy, even when you were not responsible for it. Personalization causes you to feel crippling guilt. You suffer from a paralyzing and burdensome sense of responsibility that forces you to carry the whole world on your shoulders. You have confused influence with control over others. Okay, let's talk about replacing your distortions. So what is the antidote to these distorted ways of thinking? Here are 3 steps and a badass tool to help you replace those gremlins with allies. Number 1, as with everything else that we've been discussing, the first step is awareness. Tuning in to your thoughts and emotions and noticing when you are feeling and behaving in an empowered and constructive way, or when you are feeling unmotivated, anxious, afraid, disempowered, stuck, or depressed. Number 2, identify which cognitive distortions are at play in your thoughts, beliefs, stories, or perceptions. Number 3, talk back to the internal critic. Come up with rational responses to the original critical and distorted thought. Now I'd like to introduce to you the 3-column technique. This is a simple and effective tool for processing through these steps and restructuring the way that you think about yourself or situations. The aim is to substitute more objective, rational thoughts for the illogical, harsh self-criticisms that automatically flood your mind when a negative event occurs. Please take some time to go through your limiters and gremlins and process them through this exercise. I've provided an example in the figure below of what happens when we are in distorted thinking while we're running late for a meeting. Congratulations! You have now completed the 10 Cognitive Distortions workbook. I highly encourage you to keep the 10 cognitive distortions in the forefront of your consciousness. Print them out. I've provided a little printable screenshot above, and put them on your wall, save them in your phone, or set a reminder to reread them often. The more familiar you become with them, the more quickly you will be able to catch them when they do try to sabotage your thinking.